Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests. Everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. And if you are just joining us right now, we do want to remind you that you can wake up really early with us and start your day in a positive way from 6 to 8. And we are here. We have completely different guests. And then, of course, we're here from 2 to 3 in the afternoon. And we bring you the brighter side of life and hope that you're starting your weekend in a positive way. I'm Kim. And I'm here with
Jennifer. Good morning, everybody.
There you go. Tom, how's it going?
Everything's good on the 4th of July. Hi. A beautiful day.
Yeah, there you go. It's been a little muggy out, but it's all good, right? We need that. We get a little couple drops coming down. And
I know, but you know, it is 4th of July, and that does, to me, signify the middle of summer. So it should be hot. We should be like wishing it was cold.
Isn't it weird? It's already the middle of summer.
I know, isn't that
crazy?
Oh my
gosh, that's crazy. Anyways, we have a great show for you, and we do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and also you can hear all of our shows on KimPaganoShow.com. Also download our podcast, The Kim Pagano Show, right there, and you can take our shows wherever you go. And we have lots and lots more of giveaways for you, and I do want to remind everybody the phone number here is 805-419-0008. And all we want to do, we want to hear about what you like about our show. So all you have to do is leave us your name and your number and a little comment about our show. And so that that helps us grow. We want to hear how we can grow and what you like. So again, 419-0008. Tom, you want to talk about all the amazing giveaways?
Yeah, it's great prizes. Let's start off with the food and restaurants. $25 for the Lazy Dog Cafe. Another $25 goes out to Famous Dave's. You could be the winner of that. BJ's Restaurant. Excellent beers,
yeah,
by the way.
There
excellent
you go.
Beers. And we do have a $25 gift certificate at BJ's Restaurant. Lure Fish House, $25. Pete's Breakfast House, we will be there with a gift certificate. And we also have Mrs. Olson's Breakfast for two. Then we go to the theater, Rubicon Theater Company, presenting The Little Mermaid that runs through the 5th of July. Also happening on July 5th, Ventura Harbor Comedy Club presenting Willie Barsena. And that's a show that's going to be at 7 p.m. Lots of laughs there. 17th to the 26th, the Cabrillo Music Theater presents Oklahoma, the musical, on July 18th and 19th. Tequila and Taco Music Festival at the Collection, River Park in Oxnard. And finally, the second annual Miss Plus 805 pageant at Pacifica High School Performing Arts Center in Oxnard. That's happening July 25th.
There you go. And so let's just start off with some laughter. And that's July 5th, tomorrow night. And starting at 7 o'clock, that's Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. And they present Willie Barcina again. We've got tickets for you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. Leave us your name and number and tell us what you like about our show. Our first guest is Kim Schneiderman. And I love the name of this book, Stepping Out of Your Story. And it's interesting. And then we've got Marcy Nunn from MKN Financial. And she is going to be talking about long-term care. And it's kind of like, you know, you need to know your story. You need to know, you know, some of us kind of keep the same story going and they want their life to change.
To change, absolutely. Yeah. I think it's important for kids, for younger people or even older people who's maybe their children or their parents don't have the same story that they would like to have. You know, you don't have to keep going with that. You can change. You can do something different.
Yeah, and it is it's a mindset. It's really changing that channel because some of us go, it always happens to me for whatever, you know, happens in life.
Absolutely.
And if they say, okay, you know what, I'm going to change my thoughts, change my actions. And so let's bring Kim Schneiderman. Are you there?
Yes. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you wrote this book.
Sure. I'm a psychotherapist based in Manhattan. I began my career, however, as a freelance journalist, actually in the Bay Area.
And
for many years, I was teaching a workshop called, it was actually initially called Who's Writing Your Script?
Oh, I love that.
But it was designed to help people who were affected by the recession look at their lives, kind of find the larger storyline in whatever was happening, you know, the challenges that they were facing after losing their job. And the idea was to help them see themselves as a character of an unfolding story, looking at how the challenges in their life can help them, push them to grow in new, exciting ways, regardless of whether they control certain events in their storyline. So it was putting themselves sort of in the author seat and being able to sort of rewrite and rescript their own story.
Wow, that's interesting. So is this your first book?
It is.
Congratulations. Thank congratulations. You. So what is your story?
What's my story? Well, I mean, my story is that, I'm a first-time author, and one of the things that I help people do is sort of like imagine is to step out of their story using the third-person narrative to see how things in their life challenge them to stretch and grow in different ways. And for me, you know, I was always someone that had a lot of different, you know, was a bit of a dreamer. Even as a kid, I was like the type of kid that would often imagine myself as sort of a character in a story. And when things would happen, I would think to myself, like, you know, what would I hope the main character would do in response to these circumstances? Or what actions or outcomes would I root for as the reader of the story? Or, you know, why would even a benevolent author place the character in a situation? Like, what might the situation be teaching her? So I would talk to myself in this sort of way, and it helped me navigate many, you know, twists and turns in my life. And, you know, eventually, and again, I'm always someone who's been, like, a very creative. I have lots of ideas. And kind of the idea, like, how bringing this book to fruition, it really challenged me to go from being sort of like a bit of a dreamer with lots of ideas to develop the discipline and endurance muscle to become a kind of character that could write a book and bring it into the world. So it really pushed me to stretch and grow in new exciting ways.
Looking through your book, Kim, you have like some scenarios of where you need to sort of rewrite your story a little bit. And the one that caught my eye was planning a wedding, which is kind of this time of year. I'm assuming it deals with the mother and the bride and how the bride is going to get what she wants out of the wedding, but the mom is the person who's going to decide how it's done. Tell us how you can help people with a scenario like that.
Sure. Well, I describe my book as a character development workout for people who like to write. And what I have people do is sort of identify, describe the current chapter of their life, like in a chapter summary, and give it a title. So, like, let's say, you know, you're in the midst of, like, planning a wedding. I would have you describe it in the third person. And what the third person does is sort of fools the censoring ego, who is very attached to the I, like, I am this, I am that, into thinking that you're writing about somebody else's life when you're actually writing about your own. And that kind of, like, frees you to write in a way that maybe you wouldn't be able to write if you were in you know, if you were just journaling.
And that really goes, that's a scenario that could work in different ways, that where someone, you're having to work with someone else and both of your needs need to be met.
Right, exactly. And then actually this technique is based on a body of research that shows that, like, how we look at ourselves, when we look at ourselves in through the lens of the third person narrative, that we tend to view ourselves much more compassionately.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So what I would do is, like, I would help you identify, okay, who's the antagonist of your story? And let's say it's your mother. And your mother's, like, pushing you to have the wedding a particular way. And you've always really needed her approval. But you really have this other vision. And it's important for you and your husband, and, you know, your fiance, to create the wedding that you want because you're developing your identity as a couple. So what I would have, when I actually did have one of my clients do, is kind of describe what I define the antagonist. I had her, the antagonist of your story as the person who's stretching you to grow beyond your perceived limitations.
Wow.
It doesn't have to be necessarily like a bad person, a person that you don't. It could be a person that you really, truly love. Or it could be a situation that's pushing you to grow in a way that is beyond how you have previously grown. And I likened that antagonist to a personal trainer who's helping you develop your flabby, underutilized emotional, mental, and spiritual muscles. And then I would have you look at, like, what muscles need work. And then I would have you, like, identify, like, write kind of all these creative dialogues asking, like, why they, for example, let's say she needs her mother's approval and there's a difficulty with self-trust. You know, she would sort of dialogue with self-trust, like, how can I have more of you? What gets in the way of me, like, feeling like I can actually have the wedding that I want without my mother kind of voice coming in and telling me that I'm doing it the wrong way.
Pay right. for it yourself.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And again, actually, my friend Marcy Nunn just walked in. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Thank
good.
You.
Happy 4th of July. And we're going to be talking about her story and long-term care. And of course, we're talking right now with Kim Schneiderman about stepping out of your story. You know, Kim, I got the feeling, like, from your book about you were talking about the wedding situation. But what do you exactly mean? What does that mean, step out of your story? And how does one really do that?
Okay, well, so every life is an unfolding story, right? A unique and unpredictable and dynamic unfolding story that's open to interpretation, especially your own. And usually when I explain that to people, they kind of, they get it. But it can be very hard just sometimes to step out of when we're in the middle of a crisis or something that's challenging us, to, like, take a step back and look at where there are opportunities for us to grow as a person. And so what my book basically does, it helps people read their lives as personal growth adventure.
Hmm.
And by using two techniques, one is the third person narrative, and the other one is applying the elements of the story to their life. Because if you're, there's many, many ways, if your life is an unfolding story, then the things that happen to you are like the text of your life. And as we all know, there's many, many ways to read the text of your life. You could read it as like a tragedy, or you could read it as a triumph, depending on how you look at it. So what I do is I offer some skills to help people read their life in a, you know, to be able to find sort of the redemptive silver lining narrative in whatever situation they're facing.
So what are some of those exercises that could help our listeners?
Well, one of them is very simply to stop and like write, you know, imagine that your life is a novel. You know, what is the current chapter? You know, how would you describe it? Like, give a title and describe it, you know, in a summary in a third person narrative. And then another, ask yourself, you know, who is this protagonist of your story? What does he or she want? What's getting in the way? And what's at stake? And these are the types of questions that authors usually ask, you know, do when they do like a character sketch when they're before they write a book. They want to get like a holographic picture of where the character is going to grow. And so they'll do these, you know, exercises to sketch out a character. And what I want people to do is to get to know themselves better. And
so, you know, I'm going to kind of go around the room right here and, you know, I think it's interesting. Jennifer, of course, I'm going to put you on the hot seat,
clearly.
Right? I know, yeah. What do you think?
Now.
Well, what would you think your story is? You know, as a character, is that because I really want my listeners to understand, you know, what this means? Because, you know, is to me, for myself, I'm a hair therapist, I'm a mother of four, I'm a radio host. Is that my story? How do I step out of my story? What's your story? You're a mom.
I'm a mom. I'm a radio co-host.
Right.
I'm a people pleaser.
Okay.
That would probably be my story. I'm not sure what you.
Okay, Marcy. How about you? What's your story?
Wow, there's a lot. But basically, I'm an explorer, an adventurer, and someone who really sticks to it.
Okay, so you don't let down.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, Tom, can I ask you what
I'm a provider of mirth.
Okay. So he doesn't let down either.
Okay, so, okay, let me go back to who I am.
Okay, so see.
I still am not really sure.
See, okay. So with all that, Kim, what's your story?
Well, first of all, I'm noticing that people are defining themselves by their roles.
Ah, okay.
And what I'm kind of trying to do is have people like look at the fact that, you know, we're more than just the roles we play. In fact, our roles are changing all the time. And, you know, although it makes sense to kind of like invest a whole lot of love and energy into the roles we play, sometimes we actually get ourselves into trouble when we become too attached to the roles in terms of how we define ourselves. And what I liked about, I think it was Tom, who described himself as sort of a seeker of mirth.
Mm-hmm.
That was a much more sort of openly defined way of describing himself that allows him to, you know, that's not role dependent. And so that's sort of like one of my goals is sort of to help people see themselves as sort of goals playing roles but not getting too attached to those roles. And looking at the various scripts that we think define us. So sometimes those scripts are, you know, have been given to us by society, and it really doesn't fit us. And then we end up leading like very sort of inauthentic existences. And until we can sort of rewrite our scripts, we may be preventing ourselves from really living out who we are to the fullest.
So if you were working with our listeners right now, or you were working with, you know, the four of us here in the studio, what would be your first tip?
Well, I want to see where you were getting stuck. And again, I always start with the current chapter of your life, because in the world of stories, that's where the protagonist is being asked to potentially grow and change. So I would ask you, like, where's the challenge that you're facing in your life right now, right? And then I would want to know, like, what is that antagonist, and how is that challenge? And it could be a good thing. It could be, like, getting married. It could be writing a book. Could be creating a radio show, and we're always growing. And so I would have them like identify like what muscles are they working in yourself, and what's your growing edge? What do you need? Like maybe there's an area that you get stuck in all the time. And so maybe you get stuck in fear. So maybe like your growing edge is courage. So I would help people like dialogue. There, again, these are lots of new dialogues with, first of all, I would want to know if there's a character that keeps showing up in your story over and over again. That's giving you a lot of grief. I would want you to kind of get to know that character.
Okay.
And why that character, like, and if you had a vulnerability that was being exposed by whatever was showing up in your story.
Right.
I'd want to know, what's the history of that vulnerability?
All right. Well, thank you so much, Kim, for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And again, her book is Step Out of Your Story, Writing Exercise to Reframe and Transform Your Life. And again, we appreciate your story. So thank you again for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. All right. Our guest here, Marcy Nunn, long-term care, something that, when the time comes, we think, why didn't we do it? And we're going to actually hear her story of what made her decide to do this and really spread the word. We're so glad that you are part of our show and joining part of our team. And again, you are tuned into the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I didn't really start this part of our show with my little motivational thing. And a beautiful day begins with a beautiful mindset. When you wake up, take a second to think about what a privilege it is to simply be alive and healthy. And the moment we start acting like life is a blessing, I assure you, it will start to feel like one. So again, you have tuned into The Brighter Side of Life, The Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you that we are here from 6 to 8 every Saturday. And then again, from 2 to 3, you can hear all of our shows on our podcast and on all of your smartphones. You can download our app there. It's Kim Pagano Show. And also you can hear it on KimPaganoShow.com. And of course, we have lots of giveaways, and we want to hear from everybody out there of why you like our show, what we add to your day. And
tell us how we inspire you and what we can do to make your days that much better.
There you go. There you go. And let's start off with how about Mrs. Olson's Breakfast for Two? We've got a gift certificate for you. Call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Marcy Nunn from MKN Financial. And we're going to be talking about long-term. So long-term care, and something that I think we all need. I call it our responsible list. So with that, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And how about if we give away, you know, we've got coming up here is July 18th and 19th. We've got the Tequila and Taco Music Festival at the Collections over at the River Park in Oxnard. And they are the legendary California beer festivals. We've got tickets to it, and we would love you to have you all join us out
there. That's going
to
be a really fun weekend. I'm excited for
that. There you go. But anyways, give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Tell us what you like about our show, how we inspire you. And again, we'd love you to join us. I know you want to do a shout out, and then
yes, and make sure everybody goes online at thevcreporter.com and makes us Best of Ventura County Radio Personality category. We thank you for voting for us last time, and we really hope to win again this time.
There you go. All right. And I know you wanted to...
I do. You know what I'm so excited about? I love that it's 4th of July. It's my favorite holiday of the summer, but I'm also really excited because I've been seeing Dr. David, and I'm getting silver fillings.
I need to go and get my last one taken out.
I have almost all white fillings now, and I love going there because he has such a holistic approach to dentistry, which not as so much is important for myself, but also for my kids. I don't want all that metal in their mouth if they don't have to have
We were not taught that before at all.
The more metal, the better.
Yeah, so it's so important. I mean, there's just so many toxins that are coming off of all the metals in your teeth, and it's a big deal. But Dr. David is amazing.
Absolutely, give him a call at 805-375-2233, and he can give you a consultation and let you know what treatments are available that are healthier and probably better for long-term in your mouth.
There you go. And you don't realize what all the side effects are for years to come. And so we don't want to do that to our children now that we have the knowledge. So again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we're going to move over to Marcy Nunn. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are and kind of what your story is.
Well, I moved here in California 4 years ago. And having wanted to live here since I was 16. So you may know.
Welcome.
I know. Nope,
but by my voice that it was quite a long time before I got here.
Isn't that interesting? Why we wait so long for something now? What held you back?
Family.
Yeah. Responsibilities.
Responsibilities, the work that I was doing, all of that.
Where did you come from?
Well, Ohio was where I lived the most amount of my time, but I've lived in several cities.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So you were from more of the Midwest out there. Okay.
Yeah. East and Midwest. Yeah.
Okay. And so you moved out here 4 years ago, correct?
Yep. And, I started in my current, position, which is, I have my own business in long-term care planning. And that all started because of my family experience. Both my mom and dad needed care. Both had cancer. Mm. My brothers and I were very, very far away at that time and weren't anywhere near my mom and dad. So my mom took care of my dad and did things she never should have done. And if she'd had some sort of plan in place instead of crisis management, I know that she would have probably done things better. And she even did things that were harmful, you know, I mean, that physically she could have hurt herself to do. And then when my mom got sick, I had told her that I was going to take care of her, and I meant it. Unfortunately, I had a baby on each hand, and so what was I going to do? Then I had to hire somebody, and then, of course, because you don't know what you don't know, I made a mess of it. And she was stolen from, and it was just ugly. So when I saw the opportunity to get into this profession, I immediately thought, you know, first of all, I said, wow, people are going to need that. And that was back in 1994. I'm dating myself. And then I said, you know what? This is what I want to do for the rest of my life because I want to make sure that nobody else has to go through what I went through.
You know what's interesting to me is we all have insurance, medical insurance. Is that something that covers long-term insurance?
Unfortunately, very little, usually none. Yeah, and that's the biggest issue, and the major thing I want to get out to people is that health there's a difference between what health insurance covers and what covers long-term care. And for the most part, health insurance does not cover a dime of long-term care.
It's like literally another box you have to check.
Absolutely.
Right.
Like you can consider it. Don't tell any insurance person I said this, but.
hello, everybody out there. Yeah.
We'll keep it on the whisper.
But it's a, yeah. No, I'm just saying a good way to think of it is like a supplement.
Exactly.
Okay. So what is long-term care exactly? Let's just kind of start there.
Long-term
we don't
care
have to whisper that one.
happens when you need care either physically or cognitively. So that can mean that, let's just say you're having trouble with balance. Bathing and dressing are tough for you. That would be a situation. If you developed dementia or any kind of cognitive impairment that would cause you to need possibly be of harm to yourself or someone else, that would be another form of long-term care.
Does that mean you're able to have somebody come in and take care of you in your home? Does it mean you are able to go into a facility? What is it? You know what I mean? What are there different coverages? And if you start, well, let's just start there because I got a lot of questions.
Right.
Okay. Well, first of all, just to let you know, I'm talking about, well, there's long-term care and then there's long-term care insurance. So long-term care itself is what I was explaining.
Mm.
And where you can receive care is at home or in an assisted living facility, a adult daycare center, or a skilled facility. So any of those are the ways that you're able to get care. If you're talking about insurance covers all of that.
Mm. Now I have a quick story for this. My Nana was 85, not anything wrong with her. She did not take any pills. Like, she was healthy as could be, fell, broke her hip, became bedridden, and passed away within 2 years after that. But my point to the story is that she had long-term health.
She had insurance?
And she had insurance, and she almost canceled it because she thought, I don't need this. There's nothing wrong with me. And she did not want to live forever. And so she didn't. And it was like literally overnight, she needed it.
Yep.
Her whole life changed.
And the good part of it was she was able to stay home in her house. And she was bedridden. But she was able to stay home and we still came. And it was really such a blessing.
Yeah, that
and
should
who would
speak
have ever
to itself right there
she would
then,
have needed
right?
It because when she went to the doctor, when she went to the hospital, when she broke her hip, they said, oh, she's saying she doesn't take any medicine. We're like, well, she doesn't. But, you know, who would have thought she would need long-term care insurance?
No.
Yeah, well, that just says everybody
Everything,
needs,
exactly.
Right?
Nobody thinks it's going to happen.
And nobody's healthy.
And you know what is really sad to me is that so many of us live these amazing lives when we're young,
mm-hmm.
and that ending part of our life we didn't really think about, and
which is really when you shouldn't have to worry about things. I think you're more apt to worry and solve problems when you're younger than when you're older.
Yeah,
right. And not only that is, you know, it we leave our children or our families to deal with this. And it's kind of like a self-responsibility, isn't it? I mean, I
went through it.
Yeah.
And I had guilt on so many levels. My brothers, of course, were still very far away. And I had guilt because I couldn't take care of her the way I wanted to. I had guilt when it took me years to forgive myself for the theft.
And I have to say, my mom, my boys are older now. My mom is... she's almost 70, and I sometimes think, oh gosh, I'm kind of glad my kids are old enough now that if when I need to take care of her, she gets older, they don't need me as much because they're not babies anymore. They're older, they're in the early teens.
Right. Yeah. But what's hard is even though you try to start taking care of your parents, we're their family. They're going to like push us away and say, I don't need this. And, you know, but bring somebody else in there that's skilled, like you're saying, they're going to know that's their. What they know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Marcy Nunn. We're talking about long-term care. So long-term care, Marcy, as opposed to long-term care insurance, that's what you sell is a long-term care, correct?
The long-term care planning is what I do, and oftentimes it's to plan for that, just like you plan for a vacation or plan for retirement.
Wow. And so if someone wanted to have you come in and talk to their family about it, how does that work?
Used to be all face-to-face. Now that we have all this wonderful electronic, I'm able to talk to many people in different states through a webinar that I do.
Oh, okay. That's great. Yeah.
And as it turns out, most people love that.
Yeah, because
they don't have to go anywhere.
Right.
You know,
it's not a pressure call, but yet at the same time, they're able to get on top of it.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're able to see my computer screen just as if we were sitting at the kitchen table. So it really works well.
Yeah. Okay. So when are you doing your next one? Or how do they find out about that?
I get my clients from different sources, and some of them are through marketing, and other are through just referrals.
Right.
Which I love.
Out there that's listening right now, or everybody out there,
because
you know, this is something that we always, like you just said, you know, that we don't think that we really need. What would they do? How would they find out, and how do they get in touch with you?
Either by phone or by email.
Okay.
And phone is 805-644-3535.
Okay.
Actually would be my website, or they could just send me an email at Marcy, M-A-R-C-Y.
Right. And then, you know what, I just remind, we haven't really talked about our newsletter. You're in our newsletter, so
yes.
You can just log on right there.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, for all of our listeners out there, and thank you so much. Our newsletter has been growing like crazy. All of our listeners, when they call in, they're like, how do I get on it? All you have to do is just leave us your name and number. And again, when you call in for your prizes or your gifts or anything that you're calling about, you know, our team will be asking you if you are interested in receiving it. And our newsletters, they're kind of fun. They're just...
Oh, it's great. I mean, I just wrote, and we blog on it as well. And I just wrote my blog about Rolling for Pink. And thank you, Kim, for letting us incessantly promote Rolling for Pink for the past 3 months. That's been great. We sold out in 3 days, and I thanked our sponsors. It's a great calendar for what's going on in the 805.
Yeah.
And you kind of get to learn a little bit more about us. But I have a quick question for you, Marcy, before I forget it. How important is it for myself, my mom is, she's almost 70, and to have the conversation with your parents to tell them that maybe these are some of the things that they need to have. I know my mom has long-term care insurance because she saw my Nana used it, so my mom has it. But for other people who, you know, is that something you definitely want to have that conversation with your parents to see if they have it or what the plan is?
I think that's a great question. And what I think is that the families should talk to each other. Irrelevant. Age is irrelevant.
Age irrelevant? Okay,
well,
so that's good to know.
In the talk. Because my first thought is the plan. Make sure you have a plan, that your parents know what they want, what they don't want. Make sure there's directives for, you know, financial and medical and all of that. It's a whole package. I don't do all of that, but I have some very good resources for my clients to send them to help them. What I do is I help them understand the situation, and then if insurance is appropriate, and it's not always appropriate, but if it is, then I help them to find the option that's going to be give them the best bang for their buck, if you will.
Huh. And so is it so expensive that, you know, I mean, we pay for so many things in our life right now, and we kind of are coming out of a recession. I would say we're coming out.
Yeah, you can insure yourself so much that you're broke.
Yeah. You know, is it affordable?
That's true.
Yeah.
You can be insurance broke.
That's like
when
I buy a toy at Toys R Us, they're like, do you want to take out insurance? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to assume that this is going to last at least 6 months.
Yeah.
I'm not taking out insurance for a board game.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. And they do that with your toasters. So if you're going to invest in a toaster, you might as well invest in yourself, right?
I mean, exactly. I refuse to buy out insurance.
Yeah.
Yes, it's so true.
I mean, it's a 1 year, hopefully still warranty, right? This is something that you're going to be paying for. I mean, that's really a great,
you
know.
I'm going to use that.
I know.
If you don't mind.
Yeah.
It's
the truth. But how affordable is it? Or, you know, I know obviously it's individual, but,
yes.
You know.
It depends on your age, your health, and the benefits you pick. However, most policies that I write are in the 100s to 300s a month.
Oh, wow. So it's very affordable.
And most people say to me, well, that's kind of like a car payment. I said, yeah. So Right. That's sort of how you can take a look at
but,
it.
But, you know, I have to say if, you know, and I know there's a lot of great places out there, but if you want to stay in your home, if you've built your palace and you want to have the end of your life in your palace, you want to have, you know, be in your own surrounding. I know my grandma, she just wanted to be at her own house, you know, with her own things. You know, my mom and dad the same way.
Yeah.
I think that would
that be. That was how it was for my Nana. We had grown up going there for dinner, and I have to say she was bedridden and she would be in the family room and we would have dinner, and it completely freaked out my husband. But you know, I grew up that way with my always going to my Nana's house for dinner, so it really just was like our immediate family when my Nana was bedridden. But my Nana enjoyed that. She enjoyed us all being at the kitchen table loud and carrying on.
It
and
gave her life.
It did. And until the, yeah. And she could sit there and throw in her two cents, and you know it, but it kept her a part of things. She was there all the time, and so when she finally passed, she kind of did it on her terms.
There you yeah. go.
And that's really what the insurance is all about, to give you the choices that you want.
Right. I know my mom has it so that I won't be in charge.
There you go. That's, I mean, you know, that's a good point. That's a really good point. Marcy, give out your number again.
Sure. 805-644-3535.
All right, we are going to take a really quick break. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're so glad that you are waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. And, of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. 419-0008. We always want to give away, but we also want to hear what you're thinking about our show, how we are inspiring you, what you like, what you love, and anything out there that you have to talk about. What I'd love to do is do a $25 gift certificate to Lure Fish House. They are all over. They're one of my favorite restaurants, and in Westlake, Camarillo, Ventura, and now in Santa Barbara, there's going to be a one up there too. So give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and also stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. her. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. And again, I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show this afternoon, and we've got great guests on there. And of course, we've got Jim Duran is going to be in our studio. He's the executive director of the City Center in Ventura. And also Brian McDonald from Rubicon Theater. And he's going to be talking about The Little Mermaid Junior. And, of course, that means we have tickets to that. So let's just start off with a couple pairs of tickets to the Rubicon. And that's July 1st through the 5th. And we would love to give those away. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And you know what else we'll do? We've got a couple pairs of tickets to the second annual Miss Plus 805 pageant, and that's over at Pacifica. And that's at the Performing Arts Center in Oxnard, and that's July 25th. And it is another great event. We'd love you to join us there. Again, call in right now, 805-419-0008. When you call in, give us some positive thought about our show. Also, I do want to remind you, if you have a business or an event that you want us to share and spread the word about, we would love to hear from you on that, too. Give us a call. That phone number, keep it handy at 805-419-0008. We've got Marcy Nunn in here. We're talking about long-term care. And when is the best time to buy long-term care?
Well, I tell everybody now, and with a laugh, but it is really true, because you can't just buy the long-term care. You've got to qualify for it. So you need to qualify health-wise and age-wise, and a lot of people don't realize that. And the longer you wait, it's not really as much the cost as it is the health.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal, because when you're younger, obviously, it's like, I see my parents, like, how many pills do you take? You know,
right, exactly.
That's like their thing that they talk about. And I'm like, oh, my God, seriously, yeah. You know. So if you don't take any medication, this would probably be a really good time, because I guess it's kind of like, start now when you don't need it. Right. Because then
just
you're
like
going to be
home insurance. Or yeah. Car insurance. Or
yeah.
Your
you don't
insurance.
Want to, God forbid, have this huge explosion in your life. And then now you're. You're
like, I'd like to get some long-term care insurance, because I'm missing 2 of my legs.
Yeah.
I think I might need that.
It's a little too late then, right? So,
Marcy, tell us the difference, and I've been told this before and I always forget, but I think it's an important thing for people to know, the difference between life insurance and term life insurance.
Okay. That's another part of insurance that I do offer. And term insurance is temporary insurance. So that means it's only going to last for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, whatever
that's
it is.
That's term.
Right, that's term. So in other words, it's going to have an ending. And if you live beyond that ending, you have no more insurance.
So you don't, all that investment that you put in is just gone.
Gone.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
Now,
so
there, it's good in certain situations. It's perfect. Paying down, for a mortgage. So, that's the several things I don't want to get to, I don't want to talk about it all now, but
we'll have you back, certain, I promise.
There's certain times where it is appropriate, and other times where it could have been done a little better. And that would be by permanent insurance, which is either universal insurance or whole life insurance. Universal life and whole life.
Okay. And do you have to apply for that too?
Yes.
So the only one you don't have to apply for is auto insurance,
right? Exactly.
Right? Well, actually, you kind of do, because if you have a lot,
you just pay really high.
Yeah,
rates.
they just go, guess what? How many tickets do you have? Okay, uh-huh. Well, this is how much it is, right? And now it's the law too. I just think
my car insurance is so low right now. I literally set my speed, the cruise control, and in my mind, I just see that low number, because for like 2 years, it was really bad.
Oh, were you a speeder?
Are you a racer?
I was a speeder. My husband was a speeder, and we had two accidents, like in 6 months.
Yeah.
Oh, that's ugly.
It was really, it was, yeah, you know how
just
ugly
wait.
That was.
I hate to tell you because you got two boys.
I know.
It's like, seriously, you know what? I remember as a teenager driving, and I didn't get it. I just didn't get that you didn't have, that you couldn't speed, you know? It just didn't register. And then I remember one day, I don't know what, it was like epiphany, and I was like, oh my God, if I just said it, I could actually control this, you know?
It's
a crazy thing because you're just going, I was just going with the speed of traffic, but you know.
I know, I have to say, probably,
it's a conscious thing,
like,
and you're right.
Fender benders are probably more my problem.
Yeah, yeah. We got that big SUV, right?
I know, right? So it's not really my fault.
Of course. Oh, God, that's pretty funny because one of my daughters, I'm not going to say, but, and actually it's funny because I just let one of my sons know this. I remember I was driving with her and I'd be like, slow down. Mom, it's not my fault. Like, you know, and so I was like, after a couple times, I'm like, wait a minute. She thinks if she gets in an accident and he pulls over, they hit her, it's not her fault. Yes, but it still makes your insurance go up. But she really did.
No,
she was like almost dumbfounded. What do you mean? Yes. You want to avoid any.
I have to say, someone backed into me one time and it was finally not my fault. And they're like, and my insurance said, we're just going to each cover your own expenses. I said, oh no.
Yeah.
We'll reenact this accident. It was not my fault for once. I am not taking the blame for this. And I held on to that. And finally, they caved.
Yeah.
And they said, we'll take 100% blame. But I was relentless and it was only like $300.
I know. But okay. So that's happened to me too. I was at a stop sign. The guy was going to go and then he got scared because the traffic was coming. So he backed up and he backed into me and he's like, you hit me. I'm like, I did not hit you. Thank God there was somebody that I had but he was like, and then when it come to find out, he had had a lot of other people, but you know, it's like, but obviously he didn't think it was his fault. You know, it's like crazy. So it is, you know what, insurance, it's something you don't really want to write the check, but
right,
it's something you need.
If you don't have any insurance and you're maybe starting late in the game, I feel like people should not be ashamed or afraid to call you because you're a nice person and it doesn't, you know, it doesn't mean that you're not responsible. It's just you haven't had the time in your life to figure that all out and now you do, but don't shy away from it because you think
we're bringing it to the table right here and
exactly.
Right now. And you know what, I always say everything's meant to be. There is a reason why Marcy and I got together and that you're joining our team here. I just think it's something that it's really down the line, you're going to go, oh my God, I'm so glad I made that call.
Absolutely.
So Marcy, give out your number and give out your website. And again, she's on our newsletter. We'd love you to, you know, give her a chance and just talk to her about what she does and see how she can help you.
The number is 805-644-3535. My email is Marcy, M-A-R-C-Y, at MKN, like Marcy K Nunn, financial.com.
All right, there you go. I do want to remind everybody of our 2 o'clock show today, and again right here on AM 1590 KVTA. We're so glad that this is our home, but not only that, we have lots of other places that you can hear us, and that is on our podcast of all of your smartphones. Just download our show and become one of our listeners there. Also on our website, we listen there, and we usually put it on Facebook and Twitter. It's all over the place. And again, get one of our newsletters. I do want to give one more thing away as we're going out on this hour. And how about, what have we not given away? Famous Dave's. Let's do a Famous Dave's.
Oh, that's perfect for dinner tonight.
Oh, yeah. There you go. All right. Give us a call right now at 805-419-5808. 419-0008. And again, Marcy Nunn, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
You're so welcome. It's my pleasure.
There you go. And of course, we want to end our show with a moment of happiness. And what we'd love to do is you must learn a new way to think before you can master a new way to be. And again, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Let us know if there's anything we can do to spread the word about anything that you have going on in Ventura County. All right, we'll be right back.
The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. That's learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com.
DeVall Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.